Oh, you can shut up for starters. Right, turn that off. Hello, and welcome or welcome back. I'm James Giffins.
And I am Malcolm Childs, and we are Just Making Conversation,
where we discuss the ins and outs of the model-making hobby that brings us joy and pain in equal measures.
From disasters to miracles and everything in between, we are going to be Just Making Conversation. Now remember, there are other podcasts that you should listen to.
Plastic Model Mojo.
The Scale Model Podcast.
Plastic Posse Podcast.
On Thy Bench.
Model Geeks.
And the Sprue Cutters Union.
Very small subjects.
Built sideways.
Modeled by Kaopayodin.
So proud of you. The Micro Machines Podcast. Head to modelpodcasts.com for all of the links.
If you enjoyed our podcast, consider leaving a review or 5 stars as it promotes this podcast to more people to enjoy.
Go over to buymeacoffee.com/JMC podcast because your support will help go towards making the podcast and its content palatable. In this episode, we will be just making conversation about all the goings on these last few weeks in our group builds.
Sometimes a catch up over a hot cuppa is always a good reason to get your hobnobs out and share.
Yeah, bring your own, these are mine. Get off me knobs. So we need to go through some comments.
We do.
We got quite a few comments. We have sifted through them. I'm not going to read them all out because some of them don't make any sense. They are completely out of context. Mm-hmm. Do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
So the first comment is from Kevin Butler. He says, it may be a daft hobby, but personally it's a lifesaver and helps so much with my mental health. Have to say thank you much for bringing a little joy to me with you. Is that meant to be your great podcast? Or is he talking about other people's great podcasts? Anyway, yeah.
I assume he's talking about ours. But thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. In reference to Kathy Millett's last episode, Mr. Neil Gilborn, you know, Neil,
yes,
builder of all models, said, awesome, I really like Kathy's work and her presenting style is great.
Yeah, absolutely. What an eye-opener that was as well.
No, we asked a question and she would just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and not waffle at all. It sounded almost like she had written down everything she was going to say. It sounded brilliant. Put us in our place, I tell you.
There wasn't a script involved in any way, shape or form, but because we couldn't have made that much sense over such a period of time. Anyway, the next comment is from Steph. His question is, Rowway, wow, you two feeling okay?
Well, we did say in the episode, didn't we, that we'd been pretty harsh on some railway models. Yeah. And to the detriment of the hobby, I think, certainly in some of the comments that we had from railway models. Mm. So we hope that we have now vindicated ourselves and apologies were made and we can all get back to some model making now. Now we've had Kathy Millett on there, the queen of railway.
Yeah, I think we addressed that elephant in the room.
Mm. We did, yes. And his name was George. MD Scale Models also said, Kathy was one of the first people that I got a diorama inspiration from when I started back modelling. I think she's seriously underrated and she's so talented. No, I agree. Yep.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, very
true. Totally.
Keycraft says, I had the pleasure of working with Kathy on the Great Model Railway Challenge in Series 1. It was great fun working with her and the rest of the team. Oh, we got famous people listening to us. What's going on?
Yeah, thank you, Keycraft. Really, really cool. And we'd have lots of coffees bought for us too.
Yes, we have. I'm glad to say.
Yes, Adam Greenwald, he bought some coffees. He says, I have listened since you started. You poor soul. I'm writing this from the mental asylum.
They might let me out one day, just stop broadcasting.
Yeah. He says, I've listened to you since you started. I enjoy what you do and have annoyed you with messages many times. Finally, I have a few pounds to spare. Thank you for the podcast. Oh, we really appreciate it, Adam. You're a superstar. Thank you.
Pleasure. Keep annoying us as well, Adam.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, we like comments. Cropperty?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah, Cropperty bought us some coffees. Thank you very much for that. And says, I have to admit, I find this podcast amusing and sufficiently different from the other modelling podcasts.
I don't have to worry. You don't have to admit it. It's all right. It's not like JMC Anonymous here. It's okay.
I listen to JMC. Hi, Cropperty.
So, James, your voice sounds a bit rotten. Let's be honest. Your voice sounds a bit dodgy. I mean, it's fine. You know, you've got a bit of a husk going on, but...
It's all the Barry White impressions I've been doing. So basically, I mucked up my calendar. Normally, it's a Christmas gig, you know, doing all the Christmas parties. But for some reason, I put them all in January and February. So, yes, I've been dressing up as Barry White and giving it large.
The Walrus of Love.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely a walrus.
I'll give you another lead in. Why is your voice f***ing, man?
So, yeah, no, I've been a bit poorly, and I had the flu before Christmas. It's one of those really nice bugs that sort of makes you feel really ill, then you feel a little bit better, and then it goes, ha-ha, surprise, I'm back. And it's seriously kicking my ass. So it's not that I've been talking a lot. This sexy thing will change. I will go back to normal.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, it does quite a bit.
Oh.
As long as I don't talk too much, it's fine. It's only if I talk a bit.
It's a good job you don't have a podcast to do. That would be terrible. Save your voice for the funnier jokes, James. I know that you've been poorly over Christmas and after Christmas and then now as well.
Mm.
And, of course, you had the 48-hour build. It's only just come to a conclusion.
Yes.
Since we were recording this. And obviously you had to be on the ball all the way through that. Now, for people who don't know what the 48-hour build was, or the 48 in the 48, or the 48 birthday bash, or you want to talk about that a bit?
My Facebook group, Model Officers Mess, every year we do a celebration of the fact we've managed to get through another year without everybody leaving. And we do a group build. We started many years ago. I think really it's more of a case of, well, so many people are left, we've got to get rid of the rest. So we'll put a challenge out. And people just love it. So, so the idea is basically you build a 148th kit in 48 hours. You start on the 7:30 on the Friday, and then obviously 48 hours you've got to build your kit. It has to be unstarted. You don't have to finish it, but it has to be an unstarted kit when you start. And the joy of it is that, because 48 hours is just not enough time to really make a nuisance of yourself. I involve lots of different people from around the world. So we have six, seven time zones where basically wherever you are in the world, you start at 7:30 on the Friday. It is one of two events in the year that I absolutely look forward to with every muster of my, or sinew of my body.
Mm.
And this year was quite hilarious, actually, I've got to be honest, because I had a team of people helping me put it together this year, which was absolutely fantastic. You all know who you are. You're amazing.
Yes, they were brilliant.
Can't throw enough platitudes at them. Platitudes, look at that, big word.
Well, platitudes, isn't that like an animal that lives in Australia with a beak and swims in the rivers?
I think so. I had to do a briefing so everyone knew what they were doing wherever they were in the world at whatever time and blah, blah, blah. And I did actually sit down and really micromanage it. And I said to my colleague, everyone's got to know what they're going to do. She goes, just maybe I won't be there for some reason. Just, I don't know. But that was a week before. And then obviously on the Friday, I rock up with this voice that you hear right now and then very quickly go downhill. Which was a shame. I didn't finish my kit at all. I did start it, but I gave up. I just tried to struggle through, hawking down the microphone, looking like someone had run me over with a 10-ton truck and then thrown flour over my face because I kept getting told that I was pale. And then someone said, put a message up on the live stream saying, I'm really enjoying this. It's really brilliant. The only downside is listening to James through my headphones drawing back the snot in his nose. And that was the point that I went, right, I'm leaving. I've got to go.
Yeah, I think that was a good call for him to do that, or her, whoever it was that said that.
It was, yeah. And I'm very grateful, actually, because I did struggle. I was getting messages from people saying, James, go and rest for God's sake, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, that's all right. I'm a hero, you know, I can do this. So, yeah, this 48-hour build was really weird for me because I ended up watching it, not really being part of it, which was really cool.
Yeah. Well, that's what you try and do, isn't it? You try and make some sort of entertainment and something fun to people to watch.
Yeah, it was very strange.
I took part in it too. I built a Nashorn, the Tamiya Nashorn. That's just sat behind me. I really enjoyed it. Never done winter before, and I had a good go at the snow. Loved it. I really absolutely loved the entire, not just the model, I enjoyed the entire experience, and I enjoyed sharing my hobby with people from around the entire world, thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away, and everyone had the similar stories about why they were doing modeling and what they're up to, and they had the same difficulties, and it was brilliant. Absolutely wonderful. Wonderful for the hobby, wonderful for Models for Heroes, which you're raising money for. It was wonderful for you to see people be in the team.
The team were amazing. And they were literally what it says on the tin, you know, they were, that everybody was helping each other out, and everybody was really cool. But the other things that were highlights for me is we finally got somebody, I've got to mention this because I know they're going to listen to this, but we finally got someone in Singapore in the build. We also had someone from Japan in the group of people that were building, not in the streams as such, but New Zealand, Australia, Netherlands, Sweden, US. When we kicked off, we had over 100 participants said they were going to get involved, which is the highest number we've ever had. And the auctions were just phenomenal this year. So there were lots and lots of highlights, and had lots of great feedback from people. And we raised a good target of money. So
£8,226.49, I think. Yeah, something like that.
Yep. That's pretty much what we earned, but the target was only 4,000, so we doubled that, which is fantastic. And to think that last year we raised 3,612 and change, I think it was, to have jumped so much in a year is just phenomenal. So, and I'm so proud of everybody that got involved, from the hosts, from the people in the streams, from people at their benches watching. Even we had a message from Warminster Beneficiaries Group. They were watching it while they were doing their face-to-face, which was just absolutely outstanding. So thank you, Warminster, and a great video message from you guys too. So, yeah, and the other thing we threw a couple of extra things in this year. We did a flash auction. There were a couple of complaints about in the fact that they didn't know when they were going to happen, but that was pretty much the idea. But I understand why, because they want to be a part of it and, you know, help raise some money. So
for the people who were watching, it was fantastic. If you weren't watching, why weren't you watching?
Yeah, so proud of everybody. You know, every sponsor didn't just step up. They stepped up and carried on stepping up. Jason from Outlaw especially was uber generous. Can't guarantee it, but I'm fairly certain everybody that got involved will be there next year. And like I said at the end of the stream, next year we're just going to finesse. We're not going to do anything much more than what we did. We might add a few extra bits.
I can't wait.
But plans for the following year are already under the microscope, pushing forwards.
I fell in love with modelling all over again, I reckon. That Nashorn that I built was an utter joy. I really enjoyed making it. People enjoyed watching me make it. People have commented to say they really like it. And I loved it. Every single second of it, I absolutely loved. I'm so pleased that I am a model maker, because to be part of this fun thing.
Do you know the funny thing about it is that is pretty much the reaction of everybody that got involved. I mean, we're still getting pictures coming up of, it didn't take me 48 hours, but I finished it now. So they've fallen in love with what they were doing. Rick Lawler, he just blew my mind, because he had a 148th. I'll come back to you in a minute with what it was.
What you could do is just say load of German tanks. You'll probably hit it, and then I can edit it in.
Sturm Tiger. Good kit, really good kit. But he added all sorts of bits onto it, photo etch fenders and all sorts. But obviously Rick is Rick's quite well known as a very good modeler anyway. But to see him doing the techniques and stuff that he does in such a compact way, I'm wondering actually whether that has made him think, well, how comes it takes me so long normally to make these YouTube videos that I normally do? But yeah, no, he threw everything at it. The only thing I was disappointed was there wasn't a kitchen sink on the back. But
was there a bucket at least?
He really did an amazing job.
Excellent.
And thanks for Rick for getting involved. But the last thing in which I'll say about it as well, one thing in which we will be doing a little bit more of next year is we did a new thing called a coffee break tip. And the idea was that we want to encourage you to take breaks while you're doing the build. And I reached out to a few people and said, could you make me a little tip video? About 4 minutes long, doesn't have to be anything too...
They were really good. They were great.
They were amazing. Absolutely amazing. So we're going to do some more of those. And I'll say again, anyone that wants to do it or thinks they've got a modelling tip they want to share, drop me a line. I'll happily do it. And the other thing that was requested, which I haven't sorted out yet, but I've had a lot of requests as, can you make a video of all the tips together?
Oh, wow.
And put it up on YouTube, which I'm going to ask everyone's permission because it's still their thing. So yeah, so that's what I've been up to. I've done next to nothing else on the bench for months. Yeah, quite depressing really, because I'm looking around at all sorts of things that are stalled. And
well, it's time for you to start building things. Nothing else on the horizon going on apart from Moosaroo build is yours this year.
Oh god, yeah, I'm gonna get that as well, aren't I?
Thought I'd remind you about that because I finished mine.
A good segue. So, tell us about the Moosaroo build.
I can't.
Oh.
I have to do the jingle first.
Oh.
People ask me, they say, oh, how's your Moosaroo Cup build going? Oh, yeah, I'll tell you. And I start talking about it. As soon as I say their Moosaroo Cup, they all go, oh, do the music. Oh, bloody. And I've not done it. I'm not doing my own jingle to something I mention. It's ridiculous.
But wouldn't that be funny, though? You sat in a restaurant and says, oh, you're all right. How are you getting on with Moosaroo build? You initiate the conversation with the jingle. I think that's brilliant.
Excuse me. A Moosaroo Cup. A Moosaroo Cup. I can give them a little, like, club version. Yeah, they'd have to pay me to do that.
Moosaroo Cup. The Moosaroo Cup. Let's talk about the Moosaroo Cup. Boom.
Woohoo!
Okay, so... what a roller coaster that was. So I started late, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I left it and left it and left it, and I wanted to get the bench clear and sorted, and I had loads of stuff to
do. You
did. Beforehand, I had to get done, which I did, and I started it late. So it meant that I really had to put my head down for a couple of weeks and get it done. I took some time off work, and I made sure that the family were set and okay for me to be hiding in my shed. And I worked on it. So this is the P51B Mustang that's been given out to a lot of the Scale Modeling podcasts to build for a competition run by IPMS Hamilton and Lightspeed Global, who sponsored it. And they're going to be judging that soon at the Heritage Con, which is coming up incredibly soon. And it's going to be judged on photographs. So you're taking really good photographs. And everybody had the same rule where you couldn't do anything out of the box. You had to make sure that it was one of the libraries, one of the decal options inside the box. You couldn't add anything. Straight competition. It's only going to be judged on skill in making a 172nd aircraft,
mm-hmm.
your photography skills as well, and whether you're able to do it in the time. That's another thing that's going to be judged on. So, yeah, it went really well. It's a beautiful kit. It goes together very nicely. There is a couple of issues with the tail that I found. A couple of other guys who were building it too had a similar issue. I know Will had a problem with the cockpit front glass at the beginning. Funny enough, because a lot of people were building stuff before me, they were kind of mm-hmm. furrowing the ground for me. They were kind of digging a trench for me to just wander down and bimble along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like I'm doing a little dance down the trench. Like, this is easy. Everybody's doing all the hard work for me and let me know where all the pitfalls are. So that was great. I chose the Ding Ho one, which is Major James Howard's bird. It actually flew only was stationed just for a couple of weeks up the road here at Greenham Common before it went off to Boxted. And so I decided to do that one because it was a local thing, you know, just basically olive green, light gray underneath, a couple of invasion stripes, Bob's your uncle, done. But no, it didn't turn out that way, did it? I spilt tea all over the decals at the deckling stage when I was already behind on the build. I tell you this, before those decals had even dried, I had purchased another kit off Wonderland, I think it was. I just purchased it straight away. So I haven't got time to ask people for if they have a spare. I don't have the time to anything, you know. It was very strange because this tea spilt across the decals. I didn't know whether to save my burning legs, whether to start deckling there and then because they were all lifting up, whether to start mopping up the mess in the shed. There was tea under the cutting mat. And I don't know if you've ever spilt tea under a cutting mat. It just means it is everywhere underneath that cutting mat.
Yeah, yeah.
And, it was absolute mess. I don't know where to start. I was a bit of an emotional wreck from just spilling that tea, you know. Much to people's enjoyment, actually. Lots of people have been joking about using tea now as decal solution, whether they use decaf or decal tea. you know, whether you should put sugar in it or not, you know. And, I can tell you that I've got the decal page here and I put it up on the Just Making Conversation Facebook a couple of weeks ago. And, the entire decal sheet lifted immediately. So if you do struggle with the decals, it's hot tea. Perfect. But, yeah, I couldn't use them anymore because it all lifted and then settled and that was it, you know.
My question to you about that is if you'd try to decal there and then, yeah, because obviously normally you'd use Microsol, Microset. So would you use tea to lift them and then milk to settle them?
Fuck you, James. Micro-skimmed.
Micro-skimmed. Don't use clotted. It's no good.
The thing I was worried about was the actual Dingho lettering was unique to this build. So there are other ones I'd kind of already done. It's just the couple ones that I really, really needed. So, So I have a whole entire another kit. So if anyone wants to purchase that for a few pennies off me, I'm very, very happy to sell it to you. I'll even include the tea-soaked decals.
Yes.
They can build their own. So anyway, the replacement came and that was fantastic. So I got that done. I just bought a little base for it, just a simple round base that I was going to put it on, which had felt underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And a little pocket for a £5. Mm-hmm. So when the judges see it, they ask for a set of photographs and a couple of photographs you can have the base in, but the rest of them had to be without a base, just on a simple background, so they can really show off the aircraft and everything that you've done.
Yeah.
So once I'd finished and I was happy with it, it was then time to photograph it, and that was tricky because I was up against it, so I only had a few days left. Trying to find a time in the sky in a British weather where consistently it's the same lightness. Because
mm-hmm.
I had to take it outside because the light was not quite good enough in the shed to do it. So I set it all up outside and it was too windy, so I couldn't risk the model being bounced around. And then it was the sun went in, so it was too dark. And then it started raining, so I had to wait. And eventually I got to a point where I could start taking the photographs and then it went dark again. So I only had like three or four good ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to wait another day and do it, you know, try to do the best I could with the focus, opening up the aperture, making sure that as much was in focus and in shot. I did like a shots from all the way around, mm-hmm. four, all the way around, a couple of them underneath. Yes, I painted the underneath.
Did you?
I didn't bother doing close-ups of the cockpit because I just could not get a good photograph of the cockpit with the equipment that I had. I only have a phone. I don't have DSLR. I don't even have a decent camera at all. Just have the phone. So I did the best. But I couldn't get a very good close-up shot, unfortunately. But yeah, very happy with it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And then I sent off the files off to IPMS Hamilton and the Moosaroo Wrangler. Is it Ian? Yeah. He said he's received them and it was going to be very hard for them to judge. And so I'm looking at the ones that I've seen on the other podcasts, they are going to have a strong because the quality of the work that the guys have done is incredible. I don't know if you've had the chance to see any.
I've seen some, yeah.
But they are absolutely beautiful. And people have really pushed the boat out on them. And yeah, they're great. So good luck that lot trying to judge the best 172nd Mustang out of that group, because it must be impossible. They said they were going to put up on a 50-inch screen and they were going to judge them that way, but I still don't.
The quality was brilliant. I mean, what you achieved was, I thought, was amazing anyway.
The fact that the wheels are straight, I was really happy with.
Well, to be honest, I jokingly said to you, didn't I, about 5 weeks before, I said, you ain't got long, have you started yet? And you went, oh, I've got ages. I said, well, no, you've got 5 weeks. What was the reaction?
Yeah.
So I was a little worried for you, but like you said, you got your head down and you're a cracking job. But even with the disaster and all those bits and pieces, you overcome it all, you were calm. From what I saw, I mean, obviously, you probably, when I wasn't looking, you were running around like a headless chicken going, argh. But I think you did a fantastic job. The other thing is as well, I know I can say this because I know you've remarked upon it. A 172nd for you with your big hands.
Yeah, big tip fingers don't mix with 172nd. What is nice though is I do enjoy the detail. I do like seeing that detail at that scale. It's quite fun. It's quite fascinating to look at. But to realize that you just don't have the ability to move your finger in a certain tiny distance adequately to place something is really frustrating. So, but I did my best, you know, that's all you can do.
So all in all, the question is really, love it or hate it?
Yeah, the experience was great. I really liked it because people were interested. People were really interested in what I was up to, what the build was, how it was going. And that was really fun. It was really hard at the very beginning when we started the kit. We did it live.
Yes.
And I hadn't even fathomed what that would be like, building a kit live in front of lots of people. You've done it many times.
Yeah.
I just thought, oh, crap, I have to do this correctly now because I can't just twist stuff off the sprue. You know, I really have to make sure I'm cutting it correctly. And don't, God, woe betide me if I drop anything, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I apologize if I was a bit quiet, but I was using all my left hemisphere to try and make sure that I didn't mess up. But no, I loved it. I really enjoyed it, and I fell in love with modelling again. And I haven't stopped. I'm still knocking stuff out at that same rate.
Yeah, you've been really busy actually the last few months, haven't you? Because before you started the build, you knocked out your Corsair that you'd done as a buddy build.
Yeah,
there's loads of figures and bits and pieces that you've been doing some orcs and stuff, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been very busy. The Nash one, obviously, the 48-hour build, but I'm now doing the Shelf of Doom build. That's gonna be what I'm going to be doing next. But yeah, it was great. I love modelling and I enjoy being a modeller. I guess. That's why, you know, I built a shed so that I could do it and I have a podcast with you to talk about it all the time. Yeah. There we go.
I have seen the other builds from the other modellers, but I purposely not said anything, not poked the bear or anything like that. I just, in awe. There's some amazing talent of which you're a part of doing that build, and I'm very nervous as to see what they send to us next.
Yes, good luck is all I can say.
Do you know what? I've got a funny feeling it's going to be something that floats.
Everything floats for a little while.
Well, yes, I think that the subject matter will be designed to float for longer periods than a little while. I just got this horrible feeling.
It's a 1/350 scale ship. It's a ship. Go build it. Yeah, I can imagine that'll be interesting. It will produce some fantastic work, and it will produce some really interesting stories and journeys in modelling, certainly. That's why I like it.
It'll be fun no matter what it is. I mean, at the show, the Heritage Con, they may come across a trader that has knocked over a load of boxes. And they don't know where the sprues live, so you might end up with lots of different sprues.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yes.
They might go for that that new model company where they purposely leave out a sprue.
Oh, yeah, our last sponsors from our last... yeah, that caused a bit of concern for some people. I never heard of this company before. They were parody adverts. In fact, I think it's time for an advert break right now, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Are you tired of reading hateful or inflammatory comments about scale model making on social media? Do you struggle to respond with empathy and understanding even when you strongly disagree with someone's opinion? Introducing the Empathy Tool, the ultimate solution for navigating toxic online conversations. Our device is small and easy to use. Simply hold it up to your computer screen and let it scan the comment in question. Within seconds, the Empathy Tool will provide you with a personalized response that addresses the person's concerns and emotions, while also expressing your own perspective. With the Empathy Tool, you'll be able to engage in constructive dialogues with even the most difficult online critics, and help create a more positive and compassionate online community for all model makers. So why let toxic comments ruin your online experience? Get the Empathy Tool today and spread some understanding and kindness.
Oh, so yeah, any other business, sir? Anything else we'd like to discuss?
Do you know what? I think we've oh, actually, there is something. There is something I want to talk to you about. In fact, no, I'm not going to talk to you about. I'm going to talk past you to the audience. And you're going to, oh, for God's sake. As you remember last year, we did the Walnut Challenge build. Obviously, that went really, really well. And a whole new group has come out of that, etc. And I wish them all the best.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, what we'd like you to do is we're going to do the Great Tarp build.
Oh, for God's sake.
I told you to say that. You heard it here. So the idea is that you scratch build a tarp. You can do anything you want with that. You can have it over a model, the whole model, a part of a model, one line on the ground, whatever. But this is your challenge this year, the Great Tarp build. And yes, IPMS, Nationals, Telford, you're right. You're going to have tarps everywhere.
Oh, my God. I really wish you'd discussed these things before we hit this live. I really do.
No. The reason I'm forcing this upon you is because I have already got the first entrance. What I'll try and do is I'll try and sneak the picture into the media for you so you are as shocked as everyone else. It's a classic tarp. It looks cracking. And it says everything you need to know about just how zany you can be.
I look forward to it. You're going to put it up on the Facebook page, like as a random thing before this comes out?
I probably will put it up as the advert. So you probably would have seen it before you listened to this.
Oh, okay. Well, were we at Duxford?
Yeah.
We were at Duxford and there was some really rusty old armour outside. I think you had taken a cigarette break, weren't you?
Yeah.
And we were looking at these old armor things and there was this beautiful weathered tarp. Yeah. Oh, God. Did I just say that?
You did?
Yeah, just had loads of colors and it was just interesting, the patterns on it and everything. And I remember taking loads of photographs of all the stuff around there. And I think I said to you then, wouldn't it be interesting to just focus on the tarp?
Yeah.
Because the tarp's always kind of like, oh, it's kind of in a little bit of the build that you've messed up or something. Wouldn't it be great just to have a model that was covered in a tarp and the tarp was the thing? So you were concentrating on the holes and you were concentrating on the creases, how it was reflecting the light, how it reacted with the moss and water. Yeah, and just improve people's tarp game.
Yeah.
Get a model. Don't have to worry about painting it because you're going to be covering it in a tarp anyway.
Yeah.
And then you have to guess what's under it. Well, that'd be quite fun.
Yeah, that is exactly it. I mean, to be honest with you, the tarp is almost like an abused accessory on a model, isn't it?
Mm.
Because it's always just thrown on that last minute to hide something.
Yeah.
So let's make it give it its stardom. It's shine a light on a tarp.
Yes.
Is what I'm going to say. So, yeah, in fact, actually, that's quite good. I think I might use that as the tagline. Shine a light on a tarp.
Save a tarp.
Yes.
A tarp is not just for covering up.
No.
It's a tarp. You know, that fish guy from Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Have his A-wing covered in a tarp.
I think there is a meme for like that as well, funny enough.
I've got an A-wing, a small one. I could cover that in a tarp and I could call it It's a Tarp. Oh, I want to do that now.
Oh, go on. Go on, everyone. Give it a go.
Is this going to be a Facebook group or a Facebook page or what? What's the planning behind it?
So the format will be the same as last time. So what we'll do is we'll set up a page. We'll call it the Tarp Hangout or something along those lines. And it will all be about tarps. And what I will try and do this year, I'm going to have to try and say this properly. I'm going to try and post a tarp a day.
Good luck.
So I just do some reference pictures in the group for you to help you along your way.
Post your tarps.
But yeah, you can get all your tarps out and just tarp it up all year.
It's ridiculous. It's just a massive celebration of just fun, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm up for that. Yeah. Where are these going to be in Telford? Are they going to be on a special table or...?
I'd really like someone to enter a tarp into the competition at Telford.
What, a massive tarp?
Just a tarp. Just a baseboard with a tarp on it. That'd be amazing. See if it wins something. Because we won something with our nuts last year. So if we can win something with a tarp this year, we're just cracking it.
There'd be a walnut underneath it. Be like, oh, the judges would be like, let's have a look at this this next model. Okay, looks a bit of a tarp, and what's underneath? A fucking walnut. Bloody JMC. All right, well, I look forward to seeing how many people think this is a stupid idea, and we'll find out.
I hope they just get involved anyway.
Yeah. Are we going to have a tarp update? That means I have to write a jingle.
Yeah, we'll have to have a tarp jingle and a tarp of the month, maybe.
Tarp of the month. All right. Yeah, I'm down. Whatever. I'm glad we've decided all those things while we're live. So is that everything? I hope so. Have a great next couple of weeks, everybody. Sorry that the beginning of the season has been a bit...
turbulent.
We've got some people lined up, we hope, to interview soon, which are very interesting people.
We have. And what we will also do is I have to make an apology for my voice, but just be aware... I have got a stand-in voice waiting in the background. So if it comes to it, we will get my stand-in in. My stunt double.
Autopilot James.
Oh, don't know. People will now be thinking of Airplane. Don't know.
Yeah.
A big, fat inflatable.
No one would know the difference.
Happy modelling, everyone.
With life moving at such a fast pace, it's good to slow it all down.
So the bench is all tidy and we're all caught up. And now to do something a little different.
Teacups are now removed and again banned from the hobby room to ensure a stress-free environment is maintained. Guests lined up and let the season muster some steam.
Next time we'll be just making conversation about other subjects relating to this daft hobby of ours. You've been listening to Just Making Conversation with
James Skiffins
and Malcolm Childs.
Follow us on Facebook, where we post photos, updates and other nonsense.
Find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, iTunes, Google Podcasts and all those others.
And let us know what you are just making and what your thoughts are on the conversation in this episode.
Thank you to the following supporters from buymeacoffee.com/JMC podcast.
Capretti, Adam, Kieran, Druss the Lagoon, Craig, Nichols, Elliot, Robert Lane, Dean, Mike, Shelley, Ivan and Build and Model Kit, Callum from Micro Machines Podcast, Paint All the Minis, Peter, Brad, Warren, Tim, Black Rifle, John, Julian, Chuck, Mark, Bakawahi, Simon, Josie, Gent, Steve, Lee, Costas, Mark, Ray, Neil, Twice, Mike, Robert, Andrew, Jew, John, Mike, Jeff, Richard, Lynn, Gordon and 8 others.
Well done you, breathe in. If you do show your support, leave your name so we can paint the roll of honour on the tail of the next episode. Goodbye for now.
Bye.